We now have lawyers for families of those who died at the New Jersey Veterans Homes. There's three of them in the state during the COVID-19 pandemic. They filed now almost 70 additional claims against the Murphy administration, saying that negligence led to the death of their loved ones. Claims that have to be approved by a judge to go forward. I'll get into the mechanics about that in a moment. These come 6 months now after the Murphy administration settled 119 similar claims. And it was a total of $53 million. There's a new batch of claims are being filed by families of victims who died in the first months of the pandemic at the Paramus Menlo Park and Vineland Veterans Centers, which were, as we talked about, all during that time, among the hardest hit nursing homes, not just in the state, in the country. There were more than 200 residents. Two staff members died from COVID-19, vast majority of them at Paramus and Menlo Park. There are now three separate investigations ongoing into the deaths, looking at things like poor planning, questionable decisions, lax infection control at the facilities during the height of the pandemic. And let's not overlook the fact that state mandates are on the, well, shall we say, light side regarding these policies and procedures. Governor Murphy also made sure that the operators of these facilities would be immune from any legal action until after the pandemic. I mean, yeah, sure, new laws for the nursing home industry, they've been created, but that doesn't bring back those over 200 lost lives caused by the ineptitude of the staff and the leadership of these locations. Now, here's how the filing is working. Tort claim notices, that's what these are. These have to be filed when a plaintiff intends to sue a public entity 90 days after the incident. Now, because this match was filed about 2 years after some of the deaths, a judge has to first rule on whether they can proceed. The angle that they're going to go with here, the families didn't know what happened to their loved ones at the time of their deaths. Since the homes were locked down, communication was at best lacking. So they're hoping that concept, that mechanic would make these claims stay as active and moving forward. In a budget hearing earlier this month, the commissioner of the Department of Military Veterans Affairs, Lisa Howe, said she is anticipating more litigation when she was asked by a member of the committee. After the first settlements were reached, Murphy called them a step toward healing. Oh, I thought you'd enjoy this. This is what Murphy said. Count me on the list of folks who hope that this allows some amount of step in the right direction for the blessed loved ones left behind. Nothing can ever literally replace the loss of a loved one, but God willing, it's a step in the right direction of healing and resolution. You know what would bring about healing and resolution? How about the truth? Hearings into this tragedy would bring the truth to the surface, don't you think? After all, Murphy, State House Democrats, promised to hold hearings about nursing home deaths as soon as the COVID-19 pandemic calmed down. Well, Senate President Nicholas Gutierrez, Senator Joe Vitale, they just laid it on the table. They want the State Attorney General, Department of Justice investigators to finish their probes first. They, in a joint statement, said the DOJ and the AG have far more resources at their disposal, and we are confident in their ability to determine exactly who was responsible and what went wrong. Of course, there's nothing to stop them from conducting their own independent investigation, perfectly capable. Doing that wouldn't be stepping on any toes or anyone else. When you look at the difference, law enforcement officials hunt for potential criminal liability. Lawmakers might stumble across some potential criminal misconduct and hand it over to the authorities, but their focus is to try to figure out how things broke down, who was responsible, and maybe even more importantly, what could be done so it never happens again. But instead, the Trenton Democrats and the governor, they want to rely on what they do best, pass the buck, kick the can.